Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where's Shaq? We went to this damn movie.
It's a good movie.
And sat there for 90 minutes because we had to do it in order to get Shaq. We stabbed one of our wiffle ball draft picks in the back and traded Jeff Kavanaugh like the cold-blooded New England Patriots for Corey Majors in order for this moment right here. And he's 3 minutes late so far.
Where's Shaq live?
He's got a place in Orlando, I believe. He's got to have a place in California. I think he's in Orlando.
Okay.
East Coast. But I don't know what promotions he's doing. He's been in Asia recently. I thought I saw him on Fallon last night, or was that two nights ago? Is Fallon in California or New York?
He's in New York.
Okay. Okay. No All excuses.
Right. All right. You can't get from New York to California in 2 days.
And let me also say this.
Uh-oh.
If he calls and they cut us off after 5 minutes.
Nope.
What do we do?
It's got to be a 10-minute.
We didn't put a time restriction
That's
on it.
That's true.
Ben Rogers is in the other room right now. Yeah. He's going to flip out.
Man, everyone's up here. This is amazing.
He's going to flip out if the trade gets reversed. He's recording a baseball podcast with Jared Sandler. He's going to snap if this trade. Do we tell Shaq what's on the line if we get him on here? This isn't cool. I will snap on these people. Oh, yo, wave to Ben. Tell him to come in here real quick. Hurry up. Hurry up. I'll snap because these people made us go, oh, the hotline's ringing.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. All here right. Here we go.
This is the moment.
Ooh. Ooh.
Let's see. Ben, hurry up. Come in here. Shaq is 4 minutes late.
No.
Yeah.
He's 4 minutes late?
All right. Two questions. Well, not one question. One, in fact, the trade will get reversed. And number two, if Shaq calls in, how long does he have to be on not to reverse this trade, Kavanaugh for Corey?
What's up, guys? It's me, Shaq.
Shaq's not here. Punch me in my face.
He'll be here.
If he's on for 5 minutes, because we have to break at 9:15, what does that do to the deal?
Oh, if you ask him one question, the marriage is consummated.
So wait, a question. So we just have a conversation with him, no questions asked. You go back and forth. That's not a question.
That's right.
That's not a question.
No. If his voice is on 105.3 The Fan, I mean, because otherwise the game's going to get held up in court. I mean, lawyers are involved.
Arbitration?
Arbitration.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, lawyers are involved.
This is in the, and we have to then apologize.
Troy, are you watching the hotline? Troy's looking right.
It just rang and then it stopped.
What? It rang? Wow, that might count. Troy dropped the call?
No. Don't be blaming me.
Troy dropped the call?
And we all have to.
Y'all have the shady board up, not me.
The what?
They have the shady.
Oh,
shady.
I thought you said something else, too. I was like, huh?
Check the tape on that for Shippy. So then we have to go back and apologize. We have to make amends. We have to make amends to Kavanaugh.
Yeah. We're going to have to make him lead off.
We stabbed him right in the back.
Oh, yeah. Listen, here's the thing. If this deal...
And we had to go see that movie yesterday.
What, you had to? Wasn't a good movie?
I'll tell you this. I wrote,
it could have been worse.
I wrote in the comment card, Chris Webber deserves an Oscar.
Yeah.
That was an amazing performance.
Not an Oscar.
Quit pointing that banana wiffle ball bat at me. Yeah. I like how you're getting in the zone, though. He's got the bat with him.
But, holding this. You know, more nervous than us not getting our Shaquille O'Neal interview. We know how nervous you are because you really pushed. You're like the Lakers trying to acquire Kawhi.
Yeah.
That's how you did it for Kavanaugh.
We wanted Kavanaugh. We really want. So nothing on the phone. Where's KT?
I've texted him already.
I'm corresponding between KT and the rep for Shaquille O'Neal. She says he's dialing right now. I had emailed Kevin and said he would be a few minutes late. So sorry. Our apologies.
KT what? Said he's about to call.
Oh, yes. Oh, all right. KT's clutch. KT's clutch.
Ben would pull him.
There's the hotline.
The hotline's ringing.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Woo-hoo. All right. So the drama playing out. Thank you, Ben Rogers, for the big fella. Hey, time limit, though.
Time limit.
I'm writing it down. 11:35.
That's only one at bat.
We can't have Shaq for just 4 minutes. That's part of the deal. The big fella is joining us. He has no idea how much we have bet on this interview. Shaquille O'Neal on the buyersafety.com hotline, as we saw Uncle Drew yesterday right after the show. Good morning, Shaq. How are you?
How are you?
we're doing well. We're arguing. The best part of the movie we thought was your naked backside.
Yeah.
And we're
a lot of people told me that must be an error or something.
No, it's good. That's what's getting the high ranking on Rotten Tomatoes. Was that your actual butt or was that a body double?
I would like to ask you a question.
Okay. Yeah.
How can you ask me that?
He's going with old school Jim Carrey jokes.
That is so asinine of you. Ask me that question.
Yeah.
Man, did you used to compare in the never mind. All I'm right, not going to yeah, go yeah, there. Yeah. I'm not going to go there. Shaq joined us here.
You know what's crazy? Ever since I stopped playing, I lost my booty.
Oh,
really? Well, that's a shame.
You did say that he didn't have that. How are you describing?
Yeah, he didn't have the shelf butt. That's the good. That's the butt. That's the athlete butt.
I used to have that boom boom back. Now I just got the blap.
Hey, Shaq, we want to have some fun with you, but we got to talk about all this breaking news. Stephen A. Smith saying that LeBron is texting Durant about possibly playing together. Paul George this morning opted out, even though it could be just a business decision. We have the Lakers calling the Spurs back to try to get Kawhi before LeBron makes a decision. And we have our Dallas Mavericks getting ready to work out a trade with DeAndre Jordan. Just take it from there with whatever you think could happen in free agency and all the NBA madness.
Hold on. You said LeBron is texting Durant to play where?
He didn't say where, just to team up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man, I can't. Like, I know both those guys. So I don't want to really rant on speculation. Mm-hmm. I don't know. DeAndre Jordan with Dallas. Couldn't help them, but I don't think it'll get Dallas back to where they used to be very, very prominent and win championships. You know, it's not a big guy league anymore, and DeAndre Jordan's pretty much just a shot blocker. You really can't throw the ball to him in the post and, you know, have him get you big numbers every night. Plus, you know, the guys he's going to be playing against are going to be shooting jumpers. And, you know, free agency has always been enigmatic. So, you know, guys are going to make decisions that's best for them and their family. I just hope that they keep the competitive spirit. Because I always tell people, if I knew it was okay to do this, I would have went and played with Mike.
Yeah.
But you know what? I wanted the competitive spirit of, you know what? In order to be the king, you got to beat the king. So I was the last guy to beat Michael Jordan in the playoff series. Felt good about that. But, you know, my career was all about battles, good and bad battles. So, you know, I feel good about my career and the way Kobe and I won our championships.
Where's Dirk on your all-time power forward list?
Not a power forward. It's a shooting forward. Ooh. It's different. Shooting forward, he's in the top two or three. Power forward, he's probably in the top 20. I mean, but, you know, there was really no power to his game. His game was all finesse and shoot. So, you know, even though he was 7 foot, you got to put him in the small forward category.
Shaquille O'Neal, Uncle Drew, BuyerSafety.com hotline here on 105.3 The Fan. So forget about LeBron and Durant teaming up. If it was just LeBron, where would you like to see him go? I know Barkley wants to see him stay in Cleveland, all the Laker hype. Where would you like to see LeBron end up?
You know, LeBron has that competitive spirit. So I'm sure, you know, LeBron's legacy is set whether he wins another championship or doesn't win another championship. But I'm sure he's saying now, hey, Steph got three, I got three, I got to get to four before he does. So he's probably going to make the decision that's going to get him closer to that. Because right now, Golden State has a little dynasty, and I don't see anybody beating them.
All right, Shaq, we got to get delve into inside the NBA a little bit. You know, you and Chuck go at it a lot. How often do you guys, you know, almost come to blows seemingly on the set?
Never.
Well, how long does it take to make up in the commercial break?
Oh, we don't make up. He's the older brother, I'm the younger brother. You know, one thing that we always have is respect for each other. And when you have respect for each other, you know, you have to realize that, hey, he has his opinion, I have my opinion, that's it. Even though we may say personal stuff, it don't matter. I respect him, he respect me, I say something, he says something, that's it, that's over. We don't hold grudges, you know, we're both grown, and that's just how it is. So, you know, we don't hold grudges or anything like that.
Yeah, because it's like me and you.
It is.
They're done.
We're done.
You can't tell they just had a battle in the next segment. It's done. Seems to be done in the commercial break. That's over and done with.
That's it.
All right, Kazam, Blue Chips, Steel. Does Uncle Drew break your top three for the movies that you've made? How do you rank the Shaq movies?
I've done 15, and I'm just glad I had the opportunity to do all these movies. But you know, and when it comes to sports movies, I just want this to be up there with White Man Can't Jump. White Man Can't Jump is probably the number one sports movie ever made, and I just want this to be up there with that.
That's an amazing movie. It's one of our favorites as well. You know, if you look at the way this movie, we enjoyed this movie. How long did it take you to get made up for your part? And some of the, you know, and Weber, like, how long did it take you guys to get makeup every day?
It took 4 hours a day.
Ooh.
We started at 7, ended at 11. And it was fun.
He does look like Wolverine's father. That was a funny line that was in there. And we thought Chris Webber, we're going on a C-Web Oscar campaign for the makeup or the acting. We thought Chris Webber was hilarious. And Shaq, tell the fans why they should go see it. We think it'll be a great kids movie.
Terrific.
It's a great kid movie. It's a great family movie. You know, if you want to feel good about things and just go and laugh and have a great time with your family, you should definitely check this movie out. The basketball action is real. The actors are real, and it's just fun.
Shaquille O'Neal, buyersafety.com hotline, right here on 105.3 The Fan. Shaq, we appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the rest of the offseason, and best of luck with the movie. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.